Andrew Newberg, MD. God, reality, and everything in between.
You asked the question why God won't go away. If God's everywhere in the universe, how could God go away?
Well, that's true. I mean, I think that when we asked the question about why God won't go away, we were really looking at how a number of people in the intellectual elite a couple hundred years ago were all saying that we weren't going to need religion or spirituality anymore and thought religion was going to go away pretty quickly. Here we are 200 years later, and obviously something's gone very wrong with that idea, and religion and spirituality are doing extremely well. There's been a resurgence of interest in traditional religions. There's been a lot of interest in different approaches to spirituality, some of the quote-unquote New Age ideologies, where people are trying to explore their own sense of spirituality and how it affects them and how it relates to them. And of course, science and a lot of researchers are starting to take a new look at how religion and spirituality affect us and what science can help to say about those kinds of issues. So when we think about it and we look around us, we see that religion is made of some pretty tenacious material. And if that's the case, then we ask the question, well, what is it about it that makes it so tenacious? We think it ultimately has to do with how it plays out within the human brain and the human mind, that it seems to map so well onto the functions of the human brain that it's something that just won't go away no matter what happens to us, unless we undergo some evolutionary change our brains actually change to trying to do something different for us. That as long as we are the way we are as human beings, spirituality and religion are going to be here for a very long time.
So it has nothing to do with train tickets.
No, and it doesn't, right, and it doesn't ever, in some senses, while we could look at what the objective reality is as to whether or not there is a God or not, even regardless of that particular issue, just because of how we are as human beings, I think we have an urge and a need to be spiritual. So whether or not there actually is a God, in some senses, is not necessarily as important for the question about why God won't go away. It's a part of who we are as human beings, and that has, in some senses, nothing specifically to do with what the ultimate reality of the situation is.
Speaking of ultimate realities, what is it?
Well, ultimate reality, I think, it very frequently depends a lot on how a person perceives it and what they actually think is the real reality of our world. Normally, it refers to a state or an experience that is perceived to be much more real than our everyday sense of reality. It's supposedly the underlying cause and structure of the universe. What it ultimately is made of or comprised of is something that philosophers and scientists have been trying to explore for thousands of years. On one hand, I don't think we have a great answer. I think some of our research at least helps us to understand how to frame those questions. And when we do look at some of the very profound spiritual experiences, we do see that there is a significant understanding in mystical experiences of what some fundamental level of reality would be and what it is, how it relates to us in this reality. And so we certainly, I think, have a lot to look at as far as what the spiritual experiences are of ultimate reality and what that may mean, whether or not science actually will even have access or at least complete access to that kind of, that aspect of reality, or whether science is still more restricted to our everyday sense of reality. Those are going to be some important questions that we're going to have to explore in the future.
Can the...
One question.
No. I'm just rolling here. Oh, God, what was the question?
Ultimate reality.
Is there any... How does the brain tell what's real and what's not real? Is there any way the brain can know what's real or not real?
It's not a clear explanation as to why our brain thinks that something feels real. There are certainly parts of our brain that help us to interpret the information that we have within ourselves, comes into us from the outside world, that allows us to put together a very vivid picture of what's going on out there. But why we actually perceive that sense of reality to be the most real is not a clear answer. There's not a clear answer to that yet. People have done some studies looking at hallucinations and what the difference is between something that somebody envisions to be real versus something that somebody actually does see and what the differences are in the brain. It does appear to have something to do with parts of the brain called the limbic system, which is involved in our emotional processing, and also another structure called the anterior cingulate, which is very involved in our ability to process emotions and also to focus our mind and focus our attention on different things. So it may be some relationship between these structures and these functions that actually identify something as being real and having that realness feel to it. But why that happens and exactly why that happens in particular circumstances and why certain types of experiences like dreams may feel a little less real than our everyday reality and why mystical experiences feel more real than our everyday reality is not something that's clear at this point. So it's a very important question that we have to address, but it stems from a very important problem that we as human beings must face, which is how do we really know what's out there, what's outside of our brains, and is there some way that we can get outside of our brains or have the brain get out of its own way in order to see what is really out there. And I think that while on one hand science helps us to get part of the way there, what's interesting is that in these mystical experiences that people have, one of the descriptions that they give to it is that it is perceived of as being prior to a subjective or objective sense of reality, meaning that it's really something that exists before we as human beings begin to apply our mental processes to it. It's something that, which is why it feels so fundamentally real. But so it's possible that through spiritual practices and spiritual experiences that we gain access to some level of reality that we don't normally have access to. The real question, though, is how are we actually able to do that, and what is it that we're actually touching when we do touch those levels?